Conference 130, tape number 107. Wednesday morning Bible exposition. Philemon Choi.
我们感谢你,
Father God, we thank you.
因为你是爱全世界的神,
because you're a God who loves the world.
你差遣你的爱子来到世上,
you have sent your only begotten Son to be our Savior.
你也一直在呼召人接受你的差遣,
and you're continuously calling people to be sent by you.
你曾借着以赛亚说,
through Isaiah, you have said,
我可以差遣谁呢?
Whom can I send?
谁肯愿为我们去呢?
Who will go for us?
主啊,今天早晨我们在这里,
Lord, this morning we are here.
但愿我们能够以心灵向你回答,
may we respond with our hearts.
主啊,我在这里,
Lord, here am I.
请差遣我,
please send me.
差我们到遥远的地方,
send me to the faraway place.
差我们到穷乡僻壤,
send me to the poor villages.
差我们到近处的地方,
send me to the near place.
让我们的眼睛看到穷苦的人,
help our eyes to see the poor.
我们看见受压伤的人,
to see the oppressed.
看见伤心的人,
to see the wounded.
看见软弱的人,
to see the weak.
更看见千千万万,
and to see the tens of thousands of lost. May we in this generation proclaim your message to the end of the world. Give us this great vision, Lord. Not just be a Christian, but be a world Christian. To be your messengers. Lord, this morning, lead us again. And the Holy Spirit, please guide us. We pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
Amen. 1981年, 华府会在新加坡举行,
1981, the COWI meeting was held in Singapore.
照往例, 华人教会的名人都聚集一堂,
all the famous people in the Chinese churches were gathered there.
我们每天都听到美好的信息,
every day we heard wonderful messages.
但是有一个讲员似乎非常突出,
but one speaker was especially outstanding.
他有口才,
he had a good, he was well prepared.
Eloquent.
He was eloquent.
口齿伶俐,
he was eloquent.
内容丰富,
and his messages were filled with content.
他有干才,
and he was energetic.
冲锋陷阵,
he really knew how to do things.
勇往直前,
he's not afraid to go ahead.
他有天才,
he is talented.
圣灵充满,
he was filled with the Spirit.
满有灵力,
he was filled with the spiritual power.
他有钱财,
he had money.
听说他是医生,
I heard that he was a doctor.
在过去的这十多年来,
in the past decade,
他没有辜负我们的心愿,
he did not disappoint us.
他在很快的一段时间里面,
in a very short time,
就跻身在中国的先知之中,
he has risen to be among the Chinese prophets,
成为上帝所大大使用的一位传道人,
and he was greatly used by God as a preacher.
但是在这几天的聚会里面,
in these meetings,
我看见就算最光明的时候, 也有黑暗的时刻,
I saw that even the brightest hour had its dark side.
在最伟大的人心里面, 也有一些的遗憾,
even in the greatest man's heart, there is regret.
昨天早晨, 我发现他也有一点遗憾,
yesterday morning, I found that our speaker also had some regrets.
他只有儿子, 没有女儿,
his regret is that he only had sons and not daughters.
我们人也是这样,
we human beings are like this.
有女儿的希望有儿子,
those who have daughters wish for a son.
有儿子的希望有女儿,
and vice versa.
有儿有女的就没有希望,
those who have both sons and daughters are hopeless.
我们贺幸有一位有希望的人向我们传讲神的话语,
we're thankful for someone who has hope to preach the gospel to us.
我们请蔡医生,
let's welcome Philemon Choi.
才知道谁有天才跟口才.
Now you'll really know who is more eloquent.
已经到第四天,
This is already the fourth day.
I have only one complaint about this conference.
我只有一件事要抱怨的.
It's too short.
太短了.
对吧?
Is that right?
对,我看看, 怎么这么快?
Because I look at it, time flies.
神真是在我们当中动工.
God is really working amidst us.
我今天要衷心地感谢, 在AFC 的每一位同工跟筹备的台前的幕后的, 我看见他们每一个都摆上最好的, 我看见Michelle, 她大着大的肚子, 快要生孩子, 还是忠心的服侍, 好几个晚上没有睡觉。
I'd like to take this opportunity to express my appreciation to AFC staff, especially those that are participating in the preparation of this convention. In particular, I remember having seen Michelle expecting mother yet still running around and staying up many nights.
Shall we give them a hand?
May glory be to God.
这是我第一次到Washington, D.C.
This is the first time that I come to D.C.
到目前为止我游览过两个地方。
So far I've been to two places.
一个是飞机场。
One is the airport.
一个是Grand Hyatt.
The other is Grand Hyatt Hotel.
我知道我有一个地方要去。
I know there's one place I like to go.
Lincoln Memorial.
The Lincoln Memorial.
我告诉你为什么。
Let me tell you why.
1963年8月28号。
1963, August 28.
Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King.
在 Lincoln Memorial.
Up at Lincoln Memorial.
对20万的群众讲。
Speaking to 200,000 people.
I have a dream.
我有一个梦想。
I have a dream.
我有一个梦想。
你要听听那个梦想吗?
You'd like to hear about this dream?
我有他的讲词在这里。
I have part of the text here.
他整个讲词都在这里。
I have the speech here.
他说我有一个梦, 这梦是扎根于美国的梦想。 我梦见有一天美国人站起来, 正要实现我们所相信的就是每一个人都是平等的。 我也梦见, 在那红色的山林里头, 曾经当过奴仆的儿子, 跟奴仆的主人的儿子, 如同弟兄的站在一起。 我梦见有一天我的四个孩子, 生活在一个地方, 不再以人的皮肤的眼色, 去看他的身份。 我有一个梦, 我梦见在阿拉巴马, 黑人的男孩, 黑人的女孩, 跟白人的男孩和女孩, 手牵着手, 如同弟兄姐妹。 1963, August the 28th, I have a dream.
1963, August 28th, Martin Luther King's speech. I had a dream.
He sounds like it.
This dream is rooted in the American dream. I dream that one day America will stand up as one, and truly that we will all be able to manifest the truth that we believe in, that human beings are equal. I dream that in the Georgia Redwoods, that the people that used to be slaves and their children, and they will be playing together with their master's children. I dream that in the state of Mississippi, a place of oppression and unfairness, that there they will be changed to freedom and also peace. I dream of my four children. One day they will grow up together. They'll live in a country that is no longer segregated by the color of their skins. Today, I have a dream. I dream that in Alabama, the boys and girls of the black people will be able to mingle together, hand in hand, with the boys and girls of the whites, just like brothers and sisters. even though that the governor is still a segregationist. Today I have a dream. We know that the 60s is a time of change.
Martin Luther King, he dreamed dreams and he died for his dreams.
我们知道Martin Luther King 他是一个会做梦的人, 而他也会朝着他的梦想来做。
60年代我在加拿大。
In the 60s, I was in Canada.
我亲自在电视的幕上。
I watched on TV.
看见他到南部演讲。
I saw that he was giving speeches in the South.
跟着一颗子弹把他的生命夺去。
And then I saw a bullet took his life.
也是在Washington, D.C.
It was also in Washington, D.C.
John F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy.
他成为最年轻的美国总统。
He became the youngest U.S. president.
他发表接受总统的职分的一个演讲。
In the inauguration speech.
他说我有一个梦。
He said, I also have a dream.
我盼望在我这一期做总统的日子。
I hope that in my term,
把第一个人放在月球。
That I can put the first man on the moon.
那个时间我在。 加拿大念书,
At that time, I was studying in Canada.
我亲眼看着电视,
and I saw that
Armstrong put the foot on moon.
And I saw that Armstrong set foot on moon.
A small step for a man, a giant step for mankind.
他说，在一个人一小步，但是对人类来说是一个大的步的进步。
John F. Kennedy, another bullet, maybe two bullets, took his life.
我们知道，肯尼迪总统他也是被谋杀，一个子弹或者是两个子弹。跟着是Robert
Kennedy.
And then it was Robert Kennedy.
他的弟弟。
John's brother.
他出来竞选总统。
He became, he also campaigned.
我还记得他讲过一句话。
I remember what he said.
People see things as they are and they ask why. I see things as they can be and I ask why not.
他说有些人他看一件事他就说为什么会这样但是当我看到同样的时候我说为什么不是这样呢
Another bullet took his life
又是一颗子弹夺取了他的生命
是做梦的年代
This is an era of dreamers
They dream dreams and they die for their dreams
他们会做梦他们也为着他们的梦想而丧生
60年代我们在大专里头的基督徒
In the 60s, many of us in the colleges and universities,
我们也看见很多基督徒做梦的基督徒。
We also witnessed many Christians who were dreamers.
Jim Elliot.
Jim Elliot.
我们不会忘记他。
We will never forget him.
He dreamt dreams.
他做了很多的梦。
And he died for his dreams.
他也因为他的梦想,他就失去了他的生命。
我也没有想象,昨天晚上可以亲自听到他的太太的见证。
I never thought that I could have the opportunity that to hear from his wife, Elizabeth.
我太太还请他签了一个名。
My wife, in fact, got an autographed book.
我知道这个名字, Elizabeth Elliot, 已经差不多30年。
I have known this name for almost 30 years.
They dream dreams.
These are, 他们就是会做梦的。
所以他昨天晚上他所讲的,
Just like what she said,
紧紧抓住我的心。
These words grab a hold of my heart.
Sacrifice.
要牺牲,
suffering.
要受苦难,
obedience.
要顺服,
我们这一代有没有人在 dream dreams?
In our generation, we still have dreamers.
And die for the dreams.
而且是愿意为我们的这个做梦来付上我们的生命。我也有一个梦。 I also have a dream.
不是 rooted in American dream.
当然我的梦不是在美国的这个梦想里。我的梦是 My dream
有一天
That one day
在我们这一代
That in our generation
全世界的
The whole world
贫穷人都听见福音
That all the poor may have an opportunity to hear the gospel The wounded may be healed
被掳的释放
That the oppressed may be released
受压制的自由
That the oppressed may be liberated, released
弟兄姐妹,所以我 这三个早上都是回到圣经里头看看主耶稣到这个世界来的时候他发的是什么梦
So these three mornings we have been looking at when Jesus was on earth what type of a dream did he have?
真正的梦是从神而来的
A true dream comes from God
神透过圣灵要给我们每一个人一个梦
Through the Holy Spirit God wants everyone to have a dream
不知道什么时候香港的年轻的一代已经不做梦
We don't know when.
We are facing a generation, whole generation without dreams.
That the Hong Kong young people stop dreaming. 他们不再做梦了。
不再做梦。
No longer they dream.
那个年代通常老师都给我们一个题目，将来你要做什么。
In our day and age, when we were going to school, our teacher always asked us to write an essay, my ambition, what do you want to be?
什么都写。
We wrote everything.
我的同学写做香港港督， he must be crazy.
My schoolmate wanted to be the Hong Kong governor, 他一定是疯了。
他一定知道有1997。
He didn't know about, he must have known about 97.
他们什么都写。
He wrote everything.
现在这一代。
But this generation.
再给他们同一个题目。
You give the same topic.
我看看做过一个 survey
and I look at a survey
他们写的是什么
what do they write about
I want to be a marketing manager
他说我要做一个市场调查的
有一半写我要做一个文员
or I want to be a clerk
nothing wrong with marketing manager nothing wrong with being a clerk but people in the teenagers these are times for dreams
市场调查或者做文员是没有什么问题的但是我们知道年轻人应该做梦
弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
华人拆船九二
CM92
当然是一个神赐给我们梦的地方
It is a place where God gives us dreams
也是我们愿意为神做梦的地方
It is also a place that we can be willing to dream dreams for God
但是第二天的早上
Second morning
我不跟你谈那个梦
I'm not talking about that dream
我谈那个做梦的人的心到底是一个怎么样的心
I'm talking about the heart of the dreamer. What type of an attitude is it?
基督徒跟非基督徒不同的就是在这里。
This is the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian. 我们
为什么是做那个梦？是什么推动我们是做什么梦？为谁来做这些梦？
Why is it that we are dreaming? What motivates us? And for whom are we dreaming those dreams?
是我的祷告。
This is my prayer.
Change my heart, O God.
主啊改变我的心
Billy you must give me that poster
叶弟兄请你把你画好的、这个海报给我
Change my heart oh God
主啊改变我的心
我的祷告
This is my prayer
神你给我一个虚己的心
Give me a heart that I can empty myself
怜悯的心
An abandonment
痛苦的心
Give me a compassion heart
因为我生下来没有这样的心
because I was not born with it
我没有
I do not have it
我每天到神的面前祈求
and God knows about that
change my heart
主啊改变我的心
every day
每一天改变我的心
弟兄姐妹
dear brothers and sisters
每一天我听每一个人讲见证
every day when I hear these testimonies
我的心都跳动
My heart jumps.
而且我感觉我们真正彼此配合。
And I also always feel that there is someone that is orchestrating all these words.
你发觉吗?
Have you noticed that?
我们每一个人从来没有见过面。
No, we have never met before.
但是我们讲的都是配合起来。
But it seems that what we are talking about has been orchestrated.
Priscilla, 今天早上讲的那句圣经
This morning we talked about a verse.
是很重要的一个经文。
It's very important.
出埃及记十四章十四节。你不用翻，你不用翻。
Exodus 14:14.
他说：“耶和华为你征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。”
This is something that you do not need to turn to, but let me read it for you. And that is Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still.
征战有时。
There's a time for fighting.
静默有时。
There's a time for silence.
我自我的个性。
I know I have my personality.
可能你还不太了解我的个性。
Maybe you do not know my personality.
我是那个征战人。
I'm a fighter.
I want to fight.
我愿意征战。
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这类的人有一个好处。
There's the benefit. There's an advantage. Always fighting.
不会停下来。但是这类的人有一个危险。
But there is also the dangerous side.
They die early.
他们死得早。
Burn out.
Because they burn out.
Burn out 不但是做事的能力 burn out.
Not only in their work they burn out.
心里的能力 burn out.
But also in their heart. They
爱心 burn out.
They burn out. Love.
你继续在跑的时候不知道为什么跑。
They continue to move on but they do not know why.
几年前 Gordon MacDonald 写了几本书给我很大的启发。
Some years ago, Gordon MacDonald wrote several books and helped me a lot.
Ordering Your Private World.
Ordering the Private World.
Renewing Your Spiritual Passion.
Yes.
他同意，他同意。后来我知道他跌倒。
So later on, I know that he fell.
He was restored.
他又重新的站起来。
再写书。
He continued to write.
Rebuilding your broken world.
Rebuilding the broken world.
Forging a real world faith. 最新的一本是讲他家庭。
And the latest one is on family.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
他的一本书里头有两个字我不会忘记。
In the book, two words I can never forget.
一个字是 drivenness.
One is drivenness.
在 Ordering Your Private World, 他说有一种人是 driven people.
He says there's one type that they seem to be driven.
他们有目标。
They have a goal.
有冲劲。
They have an eagerness to move forward.
很努力去达到那个目标。
And they strive hard to move toward the goal.
但是同时这些人有危险。
But on the other hand, these people are facing a danger.
不知不觉当中，他们可能侍奉的方向就迷失了。
For unknowingly, they may have drifted and missed the direction.
所以他提出另外一个字。
So he brings out another word.
跟 drivenness 相对。
It is different from drivenness.
就是 wilderness.
And that is wilderness.
Drivenness and wilderness.
Drivenness and wilderness, the two words.
今天我就要跟你讲 wilderness.
Today we're going to talk about wilderness.
我们看耶稣。
We look at Jesus.
不要单单看他做过什么，讲过什么。
Not only at the things that Jesus did, the things that he said.
可能更加重要的时间就是他没有讲话的那时间，他退到旷野的那个时间。
But maybe more important is to study the times that he was not doing anything, he was not speaking.But he was in the wilderness.
我三天早上都是选择路加福音是有原因的。
Now for three mornings, we have been studying the book of Luke for some reasons.
四卷福音书从不同的角度来看耶稣。
The four gospels looking at Jesus from different angles.
马太讲到主耶稣是君王。
Matthew talked about Jesus as king.
重点就讲天国。
Talking about the kingdom of
heaven. 跟天国的子民。
And the subject of kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣是君王。
And Lord Jesus as the king.
马可福音着重是看耶稣是仆人。
Mark talks about Jesus as a servant.
Action oriented.
Action oriented.
就不断地服侍很多人。
And continue to serve many people.
约翰福音是看耶稣是神的儿子。
John talks about Jesus as the son of God.
你要看耶稣跟天父的关系，最重要的一卷书就是约翰福音。
To look at the relationship between Jesus and the Father, the best book to look at is John.
他跟他的天父不分开的。
There's no separation between
the two. Son of God.
神的儿子。
路加福音。
Luke.
Son of man. 人子。
Talks about a son of man.
所以我在看路加福音的时间，很明显的其中的一个着眼点。
So when we study Luke, we know that this is the emphasis.
耶稣基督身为人子，他的能力从何而来？
Jesus as the Son of Man, where did his power come from?
路加对能力这个字是非常经常的提及，而且是从很深入的角度，一层的一层看，到底是什么是能力？
Luke looked at power and also analyzed it from different levels.
当然我们知道路加也是写使徒行传。
We know that also Luke wrote Acts.
当然我们知道使徒行传就是说你们要等候圣灵，圣灵降临在你身上，你们就得着能力 power.
We know that Luke wrote about that we have to wait upon the Holy Spirit and when the Holy Spirit comes you will receive power.
所以路加写第二卷书就是讲初期教会他们承担这个使命的时候他们的能力在哪里来。
Luke wrote about the second book, the Acts. He talked about the early day churches, how these people waited upon the Holy Spirit and received their power, where their power had come from.
路加福音就是讲主耶稣身为人子被差到世界的时间，他身为人子他的能力从何来。
Luke talks about Jesus as the Son of Man, how he receives his power.
在路加福音有十处不同的地方。
In Luke there are 10 places.
都是讲到主耶稣特别的退到旷野，上到山上，离开人群，亲近天父，被圣灵充满，得着能力。
Talked about Jesus withdrew from the crowd, went up to the mountain or go went into the wilderness and to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
第三章,
Chapter 3,
他受洗,
he suffered.
受洗,
he was baptized.
在祷告的时间, 圣灵降在他身上,
when he was praying, the Holy Spirit came upon him.
第四章,
the fourth chapter,
他退到旷野,
he withdrew into the wilderness.
被撒旦试探,
he was tempted by Satan.
圣灵充满他,
and the Holy Spirit filled him.
第五章,
Chapter 5,
他出去服事,
he went out to ministry.
带着能力宣讲,
and he proclaimed the gospel with
医病,
power. He healed.
被人包围,
he was surrounded by crowds.
他退下来,
he withdrew.
退到旷野,
he went into the wilderness and prayed.
重新得力,
and he was refreshed with power.
第六章,
Chapter 6,
他要选12个门徒,
he was choosing the 12
disciples.
Before he chose the disciples, he went up to the mountain and he prayed secretly.
聆听从上头来的声音,
and he heard the voice from above.
第九章,
Chapter 9,
他第一次向他的门徒显现他到底是谁,
the first time he showed to his disciples who
他问他,
he really was.
我是谁?
He asked them, who am I?
在那个之前,
and just before that,
他祷告,
he prayed.
退开,
he withdrew and he prayed.
然后再带他三个门徒上山改变形象也是祷告。
Then he took three disciples and he went up to the mount and had transfiguration. There he also prayed.
十一章,
Chapter 11,
他也是退到一边祷告。
He also withdrew and he prayed.
门徒看见他,
and the disciples saw him and asked him, teach us to pray.
十一章是非常重要的一章, 教我们怎么样祷告。
Chapter 11 is very important. It teaches us how to pray.
而且那里很清楚地将祷告跟圣灵拉在一起。
And it's also very clearly that we see the linkage between prayer and Holy Spirit.
他说你们虽然不好,
he said, you even though not good,
还晓得把好东西给你们的孩子,
yet you know to give the good things to your children.
一定把圣灵赐给求的人。
And your Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those that seek after.
十九章,
Chapter 19,
橄榄山,
Mount Olive,
为耶路撒冷哀哭祷告,
weeping and crying and praying for the city of Jerusalem.
22章,
Chapter 22,
克西玛利园,
Gethsemane prayer,
求神的苦杯要不要离开的祷告,
and to pray, if possible, that the cup be removed.
他就说, Thy will and not my will.
主耶稣说, 但是不要照我的旨意, 23,
十字架上的祷告,
the prayer on the cross.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
父啊, 饶恕他们, 因为他们所做的, 他们不知道。
所以很明显的, 主耶稣在地上的时间,
so we see very clearly when Jesus was on earth,
不要单单看他外面行动的一面,
not only seeing the external manifestation,
在一个宣教的聚会, 其中的一个危险就在这里。
In a missionary meeting, this is one of the dangers.
我们谈需要,
we need,
谈使命,
we talk about mission,
谈行动,
we talk about action,
我们还去,
we talk about going.
很感谢主,
we thank God.
Missions 92,
in Mission 92,
令我最感动的其中一点,
one of the most touching things,
这是一个祷告的聚会,
this is a meeting of prayers.
我们的 workshop,
a workshop, teach about how to pray.
我们集体有一个 concert of prayer.
We also have concert of prayer time.
I was very moved.
我实在的深深受感动。我准备写一封信给好几个筹备拆船联会跟
missionary conference 的人，告诉他，请你下一次在筹备这类的聚会的时间，要参考 missions 92，有一段的时间 nothing but prayer。因为通常我们感觉那个是浪费时间，为什么请1000多人来安排一段时间是 a waste of time, brothers and sisters。 Missions 92 is Missions 92 because we pray.
I intend to write a letter to all the organizers of great mission conferences and meetings and telling them to model after CM 92 that we have a time slot for concert of prayers. Many people used to think that this is a waste of time when you have a block of time and you do not use it.
We Christians are hypocrites.
我们不能做假冒为善的人。
A lot of times.
很多的时候我们都是,
我们知道祷告是跟圣灵亲近,
we know that to pray is to come close to the Holy Spirit,
得到能力,
to receive the power,
让基督改变我们的心,
to allow Christ to change us,
同时在每一个教会里头,
yet in every church,
最少人参加的聚会,
the least attended meeting,
你不用调查,
you do not need to have a survey.
我们在香港做过调查,
we have this survey in Hong Kong.
通常参加祷告会的人是3%到10%,
The prayer meeting attendance is 3% or 10% only.
我们的教会是百分之二。
Our church prayer meeting attendance is only 2%.
最近有进步。
It's improving.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
Return. 我在香港侍奉差不多十年之后。
After I've served in Hong Kong for 10 years,
疲倦得不得了。
Very tired.
每天差不多十多个小时没有停下来。
Over 10 hours every day, non-stop.
很感谢主。
I thank God.
就在那个时间，神让我认识一位长者。
During that time, God helped me to meet someone.
Dr. Hans Berkey.
Dr. Hans Berkey.
他是从瑞士来的一位长者，是在 IFES, 在国际学生团契里头训练一些 Christian workers.
From IFES, Switzerland, International Students Ministry,
他就带我们有一些安静退休的聚会。
He led us some time of quietness and devotions.
五天，七天。
Five days or seven days.
没有讲道。
No preaching.
没有其他讲员。
No speakers.
没有程序表。
No programs.
只有一件事。
Just one thing.
一个主题。
One theme.
它的主题永远是一个。
Always just one theme.
Isaiah 30 and 15. In returning and rest is your salvation. In quietness and confidence is your strength. 在以赛亚书三十章十五节，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们得救在乎归回安息。只有一个主题。弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
对我这样的人,
to me,
要我七天坐在那里,
to sit still for 7 days,
do nothing,
什么都不做,
我起初的时间真的吃不消,
I couldn't stand it.
我试过跟我们的一些同工跟香港的弟兄姐妹也尝试，不是五天，是三天。
I've tried it before with the Hong Kong colleagues and co-workers for 3 days.
我就给他们一个程序表。
I gave them a program.
他们看看那个程序表。
And they look at the program.
他说，没有讲员。
No speakers.
什么都没有。
Nothing.
只有一样他比较明白的。
Just one thing.
就 coffee break.
休息时间。
因为其他都是安静，安静，安静，祷告，安静，安静。他说这样的 conference 到底发生什么回事
？So the conference was all meditation or prayer time or devotion time.And then coffee break. They can't understand that schedule.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
是不是每一个我们去的聚会一定要排得满满，排得满满的。
Do we need to have every meeting that we go to? It's a very tight schedule with filled with programs.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
盼望你们回去之后。
I hope that after you go back.
尝试一个这样的安静退休的聚会。
That you also try such a time of meditation and a retreat type of meeting.
归回安息。
To return to silence.
重新得力。
That we may regain and recharge.
过去十年当中。
In the past 10 years.
很感谢主。
I thank God.
因为香港不动的变动当中。
For in the changes Hong Kong is going through.
每一个要服侍的都要加倍的付出。
Everyone that is in the ministry, they need to double up their energy efforts at the same time.
知道怎么样去归回的时间，上帝的灵，主耶稣的爱，天父的牧养，每一天跟我们同在。
But at the same time, if we know how to recharge ourselves, we come before the Lord with the aid of the Holy Spirit, the love of Jesus Christ, and the help of the Father.Then daily we would be recharged.
香港的教会是被逼要学习祷告。
Now the Hong Kong church is forced to learn to pray.
香港的教会是一个在祷告这方面是最软弱的一个教会。
We can say that Hong Kong churches are really weak, they're weakest in prayers.
但是我们知道环境要改变。
But we know the time is changing.
再过四年的明天，我们不知道是怎么样的明天。
In 4 years, we don't know about what is happening.
我们也知道，我们凭着我们自己的力量，我们不知道怎么样去面对明天。
We know that by ourselves, we cannot face tomorrow.
所以，早几年有一队的牧者，他们亲自到韩国去，看看韩国的教会为什么是这样有能力的教会。
So some years ago, a team of pastors, they went to Korea to look at the Korean churches. Why is it they are so full of power?
1974年第一次到韩国。
1974 was the first time that I went to Korea. At that time, we noticed that the Korean churches were the fastest growing churches in the world. I wanted to find out about their secrets. I asked about every Korean Christian. They gave me the same answer. Prayer. Every morning before work, 5 o'clock, they go to church and have morning prayer meeting. I don't believe that.
所以我偷偷的有一天很早起来,
so secretly, I got up very early one morning. I went to their church. I found that the church was filled with people.
满满的, 男的女的,
a capacity crowd.
没有上班,
they had not gone to work yet.
先去祷告,
they first went to the church.
然后再回去,
and then they went to work.
那一天牧者回香港,
And then I went back to Hong Kong. The pastors went back to Hong Kong. They wanted to find a secret. They found only one. And every Korean pastor is a pastor of prayer. The Korean Christians were Christians of prayer. A young pastor, he came back to Hong Kong. And he repented because before he was not praying like that. So from then on, daily, by himself, he went to the church early in the morning, 5 o'clock, and he prayed.
过了一个月,
after a month, now his colleagues noticed his changes.
问他发生什么事,
asked him what happened.
他说没有,
he said nothing.
祷告,
just prayer.
就邀请他两三个同工,
so he invited two or three colleagues.
每个早上回到教堂里头,
every morning they went to the church.
关着门,
they closed the doors.
祷告,
they prayed.
感谢主,
thanks be to God.
信徒看见改变,
The Christians noticed the differences. And they asked what had happened.
只有一件事,
just one thing.
我们祷告,
we prayed.
然后他们就决定一件事,
so they decided one thing.
7点半把教堂的门打开,
every morning, 7:30, they opened the doors.
邀请他们的信徒来祷告,
they invited the Christians to come and pray.
有一个知识说,
one deacon said,
that's ridiculous.
那是神经病。
一个星期才一天晚上, 还是晚上吃完饭的时间, 最好的时间来祷告才有九个人。
We used to have this Wednesday night prayer meeting once a week, and then 9 people showed up after dinner.
那么你现在每天早上7点半, 还是这么寒冷的冬天, 对不起,
now
你要打开门, 有人来祷告吗?
Now every morning at 7:30 and it's cold in the mornings, you open the doors, you think anybody would come?
有没有人去祷告?
Did anybody come?
起初几个?
At first a few.
十个,
and then 10.
二十个,
20,
六十个,
60,
六十个,
60 people.
It's a different church. 我最近也到那个教堂讲道。
Recently, I went to preach in that church.
我几年前也去那个教堂讲道。
Some years ago, I went to that church to preach.
不同的教堂。
Not the same.
起来。
The church has grown.
香港的教会。
The Hong Kong church.
面对97。
Facing 97.
有一次有教牧同工就联合起来, 呼召香港的弟兄姐妹一起禁食祷告。
One time the ministry of fellowship were asking the Christians in Hong Kong to fast and pray.
他们不敢想象有多少人来。
They could not imagine how many would come.
没想到第一次,
the first time,
来了2000人。
2000 came.
说不定很奇怪。
They were amazed.
香港有祷告的人吗?
That there are people willing to pray in Hong Kong.
就再来一次,
and they try it again.
那么这一次呢, 要发票, 要他们先拿票再来参加禁食祷告会。
This time, they first give out some tickets, and then they want the people with the tickets to come to fast and pray.
我是第一次参加要拿票去的禁食祷告会。
That was the first time that I attended a ticket-holding people-only fast and prayer meeting.
一下子就满了。
It was filled.
借了一个体育馆。
They used a gymnasium.
3000人祷告,
3,000 people.
开始慢慢祷告的火就传开。
So gradually, the flame of prayers spread. 1989年6月4号, 1989, June 4th,
发生了一次天安门事件之后,
the Tiananmen massacre,
香港的教会不知道怎么样回应。
The Hong Kong church did not know how to respond.
我们知道, 神可以改变君王的心。
But we know that God can change the hearts of even kings.
我们邀请香港的信徒祷告。
So we invited the Christians to pray.
结果借了红磡体育馆。
So they borrowed a Coliseum.
两次祷告。
Two prayers.
一共20,000多人来祷告。
About 20,000 showed up for prayers.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
香港现在中英在吵架。
Now we know that there's disagreement between the Hong Kong government
香港人不知道怎么样回应
and the Beijing government, and of course, Hong Kong people do not know how to react.
登了一大段的广告
and in the Hong Kong newspapers, the Christians have put up an ad
为香港求平安
to pray for peace for Hong Kong.
祷告行动七十
to pray and to have action
for 70 days. 为什么70 days?
Why 70 days?
因为到二月就在立法局里头有一个很重要的辩论是讲彭定康要提出的那个政治改革的一个建议香港在这段时间不知道怎么往哪里去弟兄姐妹我们活在一个年代里头不是你跟我可以控制任何的局势让我们学习归回安息在神的面前祷告
Because in 70 days in February the legislature in Hong Kong is going to dedetermine a very important act. But this is a time that Hong Kong people are finding out that they cannot have control of the future, and that's why returning to prayers.
退到旷野。
So withdraw to retreat into the wilderness.
我在看路加福音，我就明白为什么有些人惧怕退到旷野。
And as I look at Luke, I know why some people are afraid of retreating to the wilderness.
退到旷野，一方面是祷告当中跟神相遇。
In one way, it is to meet the Lord in prayers,
但是同时
but at the same time,
在旷野里头
in the wilderness,
不要忘记
let us not forget,
你还要面对撒旦的试探
you also face the temptation of Satan.
路加福音第四章
Luke 4,
请你听我念这一段
please listen to me as I read.
耶稣被圣灵充满就从约旦河回来圣灵将他引到旷野40天受魔鬼的试探那些日子没有吃什么日子满了他就饿了魔鬼对他说你若是神的儿子可以吩咐这块石头变成食物耶稣回答说经上记着说人活着不是单靠食物只是靠神口里所出的一切话魔鬼又领他上了高山霎时间把天下的万国都指给他看对他说这一切的权柄荣华我都要给你因为这原是交付我的我愿意给谁就给谁你若在我面前下拜这都要归你耶稣说经上记着说当拜主你的神单要侍奉他魔鬼又领他到耶路撒冷去叫他站在殿顶上对他说你若是神的儿子可以从这里跳下去因为经上记着说主要为你吩咐他的使者保护你他们要用手托着你免得你的脚碰在石头上耶稣对他说经上说不可试探主你的神魔鬼用完了各样的试探就暂时离开耶稣耶稣满有圣灵的能力回到加利利他的名声就传遍了四方他在各会堂里教训人众人都称赞他弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters
我学习慢慢地退到旷野安静地祷告
I learn how to withdraw and to retreat into the wilderness and to pray
发觉在安静当中
and I found out that in prayers
也有幽暗的一面
that there is also a dark side
你不要以为在安静当中
do not think that in the retreat
撒旦就放过你
That Satan will let you go.
不止一次，我在安静当中的时间。
More than once in the retreat.
更发觉自己内心里头幽暗的一面。
That I found the dark side in my heart.
刚刚去年我拿了一个月是退休。
Last year I took a month off to retreat.
跟太太一起退到山上。
And my wife and I we went up to the mountain.
整整四个星期。
Four weeks.
跟
一起。And to be with some servants of God.
四个星期
Four weeks.
从前很难想象
Before I could not imagine that.
在一个山头上
on the top of a mountain.
只有几个石房子。
Just a few cottages.
什么都没有。
Nothing else.
只有一间小小的店。
There's just a small place.
可以买一条雪糕。
There's a small store that you can get a popsicle.
That's the only refreshment.
这是唯一的可以吃买的东西。
石头盖的房子，就有一间小小的礼拜堂在那里。
There is also a small chapel.
除此之外什么都没有。
Nothing else.
有时我们以为我们离开了这个世界就可以逃避很多的试探。
Sometimes when we think that we leave this world temporarily, we can avoid many temptations.
我告诉你。
But let me tell you.
亚当夏娃被试探的时间是在伊甸园。
Adam and Eve, when they were tempted, they were still in the Garden of Eden.
主耶稣被试探的时间是退到最安静的旷野。
And when Jesus was tempted, he was in the wilderness.
很多时间是在你一个人最单独的时间。
Many times when we are tempted, we
are alone. 你忽然
间
看见你自己到底是谁。
And then all of a sudden, there's a self-realization.
撒旦也抓住你是谁。
And Satan also knows who you are.
就攻击你。
And attacks began to come.
眼目的情欲。
This is the desire of the eye.
肉体的情欲。
The desires of the flesh.
精神的骄傲。
The pride of this world.
真正的仗是在里头打的。
And so the true fight is fought inside. Satan wants to hold on.
要是我们在安静当中单独面对撒旦的时间，靠着神的能力，靠着神的话语，不可以胜过他。
So how is it that we can face Satan when we are alone without the help of God?
我们出到外面的时间。
And when we go out,
一定成为他的俘虏。
Then we'll be captives of Satan.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我这几天非常感谢主。
The last few days, I really thank God.
我跟一些不同的年轻人都有交通。
Because I've had the opportunity to talk to many young people.
很多都是在大学里头念书。
Many are still university students.
或者是一些刚刚出来做事的。
Or just recent graduates.
让我跟你分享一点点我的经历。
Let me share with you a little bit about my own experience.
我告诉过你我一些过去奉献的片段。
I've told you fragments of my dedication in the past.
我1964年到加拿大。
1964, I went to Canada.
在动力会奉献自己。
In a winter retreat, I dedicated myself.
65年在 Camp Iowa, 我对神说，你若愿意，我愿意回到香港，到中国服侍你。
65 in Camp Iowa, I dedicated myself. I said I was willing to go to Hong Kong, go to China to serve God.
我是真正有心服侍神。
I really meant that.
也因为这个缘故。
And for that reason.
所以很快，他们团契就把我选做志愿。
So because of that, right away, the fellowship wanted me to become an officer.
我到大学第二年。
So, a second year in college.
他们就选了我做大学的团契的团长。
So I became the chairperson of the fellowship at the university.
是每半年选一次。
Every half a year, they had a re-election.
我就是 Winnipeg Chinese Christian Fellowship, the chairperson.
I became the chairperson over there at Winnipeg.
半年之后。
Half a year later,
我的那个 term 完了。
My term was up.
回顾一下。
And as I look back,
a lot of mistakes.
做错了很多的事情。
出了很多问题。
Many problems.
所以那天晚上是团契在改选。
So when we had the re-election,
那么改选要提名。
Of course we had to nominate.
当然没有人提我的名。
I was nominated.
主席没有我的份。
But they did not want me to be the chairperson again.
副主席也没有。
They did not want me to be the co-chairperson either.
总务都没有。
They did not want me to be in the general.
我记得那天晚上。
And I remember that night.
我一个人回家。
I was by myself. I walked home.
天寒地冻。
It was cold.
走十分钟。
I walked for 10 minutes.
十分钟在零下20度是不得了。
This is 20 degrees below zero.
我不觉得。但是我回到房间。
When I went back to the room,
我一个人跪下来。
I knelt.
I wept.
And I 我哭了。
在哭的时间。
And when I was crying,
有一节圣经很清楚的出现。
And a verse came to me.
那节圣经我已经很久没有看。
A verse that I have not looked at for a long time.
不知道为什么会出现。
I don't know why it came to mind.
到今天我还记得。
I still remember that.
是在罗马书。
Romans,
你不用翻。
You don't need to turn to it.
他说我可以证明他们向神是有热心，但不是按照真秩序。
I know that they have enthusiasm toward God.
却不是按照真正的知识。
But not according to true knowledge.
我跪在那里。
And I prayed there.
I wept.
我哭了。
我知道。
I know.
有热心，有干劲，不足够支持我继续侍奉。
With enthusiasm is not enough to support, to sustain my ministry.
我回到教堂里的。
I went back to church.
我报名参加主日学其中一个课程。
So I signed up for a Sunday school lesson.
Basic Christian doctrine.
就是基要信仰。
基本我所信的道理是。
I wanted to know exactly what are the basics that I believe.
才两三年。
I had been a Christian for 2-3 years.
哇，很棒啊，师父。
I was serving a lot.
然后我跟着每一个星期都参加查经班主日学。
And I went to Sunday school and I went to the Bible study every week.
然后在暑假的时间。
And then in the summertime,
我就参加一些圣经的训练的课程。
I also went to some special biblical training.
我在神面前求一件事。
And I was praying before the Lord.
那个已经是二十多年前。
This was over 20 years ago.
我说我盼望我有一天。
I prayed that one day.
可以66卷书。
At the 66 books.
我可以带人查一遍。
I can help people to study it in depth.
或者是在讲台讲一遍。
Or to preach the whole book.The whole Bible.
弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
北美的情况我不太清楚。
I'm not too clear about North America.
香港的情况我很清楚。
But Hong Kong, I know.
过去几年当中
In the past few years.
突然之间不知道为什么对查经对圣经里头有系统一点的比较有规律的好好去查考已经不再存在。
There's no more interest for systematic Bible study anymore.
我这里不要你举手。
I don't want you to raise hands.
我发觉很多年轻的一代
But I found that a lot of young people
原来不是每天看圣经
They are not studying the Bible every day
也没有定期查考圣经
And they are not studying the Bible systematically
弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters
我知道我每天晚上看见你们站起来我的心就很感动
I know every evening I see people stand up I'm touched
明天我们就离开这里
Tomorrow we're leaving
通常都有 post-conference depression
通常的话都会有一个就是会完了之后的低潮
突然之间从山上一下子就倒下来
We have a mountaintop experience and then we enter into the valley and then we are alone
你面对自己的时候撒旦就告诉你
And then when you're alone Satan will say to you
What kind of person you are
你到底是什么样的人
你像什么样子
What are you like
你怎么样做宣教士
Look, how are you going to be a missionary
你怎么样服侍主
How are you going to serve God
不到两个星期
So after 2 weeks
你就咒诅自己
You begin to curse yourself
你回顾这个 Mission 32
You look back to mission CM92. You say, oh, that was just an impulsive. So you give up.
So in the past, missionary conference.
So in the past, in many mission conferences.
真正从站起来，跑出来现身。
Those that stand up and come up to the front.
然后到真正到工厂去。
Those that actually go to the mission field.
通常是 10%.
It's only 10%.
90% 的人在哪里？
Where is the 90%?
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
决定的不是在你在人前做什么。
The deciding factor is not what you do before man,
是你在旷野做什么。
Rather, what you do in the wilderness.
不是你在人的面前做一场好戏。
It's not what you put out an act before man.
是你单独一个人的时间。
But when you're by yourself,
你面对自己的时间。
When you're alone,
撒旦向你挑战的时间。
And when Satan challenges you,
神的灵在哪里？
Where is the Spirit of God? Where are the words of God?
基督的能力在哪里?
Where is the power of Christ?
弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
chapter by chapter,
一章一章的,
verse by verse,
一节一节的,
我们好像没有什么事情发生,
seems like as we read, nothing seems to happen.
祷告、读经等等, 好像是没有 productivity 的一些行动。
It seems like our prayer life, our Bible study life is very bland, non-productive.
因为我们学习要 visible, 要 tangible, 要 productive. 我们要看见一些我们做事的果效。好像做这些看了好像没有什么领受，祷告好像没有什么结果。
We talk about products, we talk about tangible results, but when we pray, when we study the Bible, it seems to bring no results.
弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我恳求你。
I ask you earnestly.
求求你。
I beg you.
不要好像我那个时间一样。
Don't be like me when I was in school.
当主席。
As a chairperson.
Congratulations, all the 主席。 啊，
我恭喜每一位的 chairperson。
但是不要欺骗自己。
But don't deceive yourself。
有热心。
To have zest。
没有神的话。
But without the words of God。
要侍奉。
To want to serve。
没有神的能力。
But without the power of God。
你不可以走很远的路。
You will not last long。
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters。
我们这一代。
In our generation。
需要一些人。
We need some people.
踏着地。
They need to have their 2 feet on the ground.
做梦。
And also willing to dream.
也愿意把生命摆上。
Also willing to dedicate their lives.
Die for your dream.
These are the people that we need.
但是同时。
But at the same time.
Be still. Be still and know that I'm God.
同时要安静，要知道我是神，要休息，要知道我是神。
我为北美很多查经班献上感谢。
I thank God for many of the Bible study groups in North America.
在加拿大也有很多查经班。
In Canada, also, we know there are many.
但是我最近发觉。
But I found.
很多查经班已经不查经了。
Many Bible study groups no longer study the Bibles.
他们有更好的节目。
They have better programs.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我求求你。
I beg you.
Go back to the Bible.
回到圣经。
回到哪里去。
Go back to the Bible.
他在哪里。
To set foot on the words of God.
主耶稣是人子。
We know that Jesus is Son of Man.
他退到旷野。
He retreated into the wilderness.
他胜过撒旦。
He overcame Satan.
是靠圣灵的能力。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
靠着神的话。
By the words of God.
胜过撒旦。
Overcame the Holy
Spirit. 神要寻找的人。
Those people that God was looking for.
不是那些有天才的人。
Not the talented.
是那些把生命献上。
But those that dedicate their lives.
被他洁净。
Cleansed by him,
干干净净
cleansed,
愿意被他使用的人
and willing to be used by him.
愿神使用你们每一个
May God use every one of you.
我来了这里才三天
I've been here 3 days.
我碰到你们一部分的人
and I have the chance to talk to some of you.
现在我相信
and now I believe
可以 in love with the first sight.
我想我们是一见钟情
我真的爱上了你们
I trulyI have fallen in love with you.
I love you, brothers and sisters.
我爱你们，弟兄姐妹。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
我不知道什么时候再看见你。
I don't know when I have another chance to see you.
但是盼望看见你的时间。
May it that when I see you again.
May you be a man of prayer.
你是一个祷告的人。
A man of the word of God.
你是一个有神话的人。
A man who dream dreams.
你是一个会做梦的人。
A man who die for your dream.
你是一个为着你的梦而死的人。
God bless you.
神祝福你。
Shall we pray?
我们祷告，
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。我们知道，在安静当中，你要我们归回，重新得力。我们看见你在地上的时间，你也是经常退到旷野，跟你的天父来的祷告。我们看见主，你在地上身为人子，你的能力也是从圣灵而来。我们感谢你，我们愿意在你的面前，主啊，你为我，我们为我们过去的亏欠，我们求主你饶恕我们。我们愿意回到你的面前，主啊，你的话语充满我们的心。你的圣灵抓住我们的心，你的宝血洁净我们，好叫我们在你的面前，在撒旦的面前，在世界的面前，能够守节心清的来着服侍你。我们感谢你，我们知道在这个聚会当中，你拣选和你使用的人，我们愿意他们在安静当中离开这个会场之后，愿你安静当中来亲近你。我们感谢你，这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。